the nitma v'yemetzaratay. Let's say this nazir became a mitzvah in between. While he was a nazir, he became a mitzvah. Like Tatak Tosa says, Omar Reni nazir mayim. He says he wants to become a nazir. V'yischal limnes nazirus. He started to count as nazirus. And then he became a nazir. So lachar is that the days that he's a mitzvah, and then he became a mitzvah. The days that he's a mitzvah, the lachar is, it's not seisur, it doesn't help. That's the lachar of a mitzvah, like we'll see later on. If you become a mitzvah, that tumah does not seisur to take off the first days. Let's say you count the 20 days already. And then he became a mitzvah. So now until the tzaraas goes away, you can't continue counting. But later when the mitzvah goes away, you just continue counting another 10 days. That's the lachar of a mitzvah. But what's going to be now when you're a mitzvah, you became tummy? So again, you first counted 20 days for your nazirus. Then you became a mitzvah. So these, let's say, next 10 days don't count at all. But now you became tummy during those 10 days. You touched the mace. Now what's the lacha? Is it seisa for the first 20 days or not? So Rabbi Yochanan Nama, seisa, yes. Lamaisa, it still called you in the middle of your first nazirus. You didn't finish those 30 days. And now that you became tummy, you touched the mace, you have to start on the count over again. It says it takes away the first 20 days. Resh Lakish Shama, no, ain't it says it doesn't take away the first 20 days. What's the Svara? Rabbi Yochanan Nama says, Adob Nazirus Koi. Lamaisi is still in the middle of his count of Nazirus. He didn't finish the 30 days yet. Even though he's a Mitzvah now and he can't count these days for his Nazirus, but he's in the middle of the count, he truly has to wait till the Mitzvah goes away and then he'll finish. But it's considered he's in the middle of Nazirus. Therefore, if it becomes Tameh, it's Seisur HaKel, he has to start over again. Resh Lakish Shama, no, ain't a Seisur, doesn't start, you don't have to start over again. Saras Lechud, or Nazirus Lechud. It's called by two separate times. The first 20 days you were counting for Nazir, true. But now when you became a Mitzvah, it's like stalemate. It's a new period of time. You're a Mitzvah now, you're Nishtahe, Nishtahein. You can't count and you don't lose out. So therefore, even if it became Tameh during those days, Resh Lakish says it's not called you became Tameh during your Nazirus. During those days it's called Saras, and it doesn't say so, it doesn't take away your Nazirus. So Kitzel, you have the Machlokes of Yechel Resh Lakish twice. So Gemara says it's Tricha. We need the Machlokes both places. The Yitma Bach Kamai Savioni had the Machlokes now, Mishnah Kesar Mishnah, where the father became Tameh in the middle 30 days. There I would have thought to say, Behi Yom Rabbi Yechel and say so. Why? Shein Nazirus Achasi. Because the Maestro is called you one little Nazir. You started to count 10 days for yourself, then your wife gave birth, you stopped, so you're still in the middle of Nazirus, just you started a new count for your son. So since it's one shame Nazirus, that's why he says if you become Tameh then, you take away everything. Abul behold, but over here we became a Mitzvah in between. Ava Madlel Resh Lakish. Maybe Rabbi Yechon agrees here to Resh Lakish, that even though you're in the middle of the Nazirus, but Lamaisi, you're in a new stage now. It's Nishtah Nishtahin. You're a Mitzvah. So maybe Mitzvah is called like a new stage. If you became Tummy now, when you're a Mitzvah, maybe it's not Seisah. So that's why I need Rabbi Yechon to say his halacha, even in the case of Mitzvah. Yeah. I would have thought maybe Mitzvah is Yechon of Dresh Lakish, because the Nazir Lechud, Mitzvah Lechud, yeah. Now, then the question should be, good, let's just have the second Machlokes by Mitzvah. So Gemara says, no, if we would have only heard the Machlokes by Mitzvah, I would have thought to say like this. Maybe Behokom or Resh Lakish. Maybe only by the became Tamei, the Yemei Tzaratoi, here Rabbi Yechon says it's not Seisur. Why? Because Mitzvah Lechud, or Nazirus Lechud, has told you in a separate period of time. Avo Bahaf, but in the first case, like in our Mishnah, where both times you're a Nazir, just one's a Nazir for yourself, one's a Nazir for the sake of your son, Eva Modelel Rabbi Yechonon, maybe I would have thought to say Resh Lakish is mother to Rabbi Yechonon, that it's called one long Nazirus, that it became Tamid and Seisur HaKel, Tzricha. That's why I need both Machlokes and Tamid Chiddush in both cases. One's the Chiddush in Rabbi Yechonon, one's the Chiddush in Resh Lakish. What about this? What's going to be now Nitma B'yoyim Gidol Sar? What's going to be you became Tamid the day you take a haircut? In other words, a regular Nazirus that you already counted 30 days. The lachar is after you count 30 days, the 31st day, you take a haircut that day, and you bring kabbonis. What's going to be on the 31st day before you took your haircut, you became tamei? I tell you, it says, Pirish. Amar reini nazir shleishim yoyim. Okay, shemana chaf nizirusay. Ah, no, a little different, a little different now. Tez learns here, b'yem gidul sa. Tez learns like this. It means to say that you became a nazir So you have to be a Nazir for 30 days. Now, if you count the 20 days, the list of somebody took gave you a haircut. Kechul listim akorchay. People came and cut off your hair without your will. Ta'ashlo yuchel agleich b'yom shloshim. Now, in this case, you can't take a haircut on the 30th day to bring your kabbonis then. Because like we said before, you can only take haircuts if you have a hair's worth, growth of hair for 30 days. So interesting. Here you have the case that you didn't do anything wrong. You were nazir for 20 days already. And now after 20 days, somebody came, a rusher came and cut off your hair. So now really, after another 10 days, really you're finishing the zeros. But you can't take a haircut then, because you only have 10 days worth of hair. So you have to wait till 30 days go by in order to take a haircut.
All right, turn over.
Now, the question is now, if you became tamei, like after you finished the 30 days, but Josh, you can't take a haircut yet, because you don't have enough hair there. So the next 20 days that you're waiting around until the hair grows to take a haircut, you became tamei during those days. If those does speak out, who Adin really, we could have said, who Adin, the person becomes a Tomei on the 31st day before he takes his haircut. What's the halacha? Is it Saiser or not? So Rav Amarav says, ain't no Saiser. It's not Saiser, no. You don't have to start counting over. New 30 days already. Because the Meister, you finish counting 30 days of Naziris. And Afilu Rabbi Yechanan, to Yom HaSaiser, even Rabbi Yechanan says before, when you become Tomei, you have to start counting over again. That's only because you didn't finish counting your Ikka 30 days of Naziris. Kozuman, you didn't finish the first 30 days or the second 30 days. Therefore, if you become Tomei, you have to be Yisaisa, so you have to start over again. But over here, Gidol Sar, Mishkam Nazirisu. But over here, really, 30 days went by already. So really, you finished the halachas of Naziris. Just halacha is that you can't take a haircut yet because you don't have 30 days worth of hair. So you have to wait another 20 days till your hair grows. So to become Tomei during those 20 days, it's not faced with the Naziris. That's what Rav wants to say. And then the Gemara says, Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says no, Saiser, just the opposite. Shmuel says though, a koponim, since you did not take your haircut yet, if you become Tomei then, it's Saiser, you have to start over again another 30 days. And Shmuel says, Afidu l'Resh Lakish, even according to Resh Lakish, to Yom HaRein is Saiser that he says before, by Bimei Tzoratoi, or by Bimei Binoi, if you become Tomei then, it's not Saiser, you're Naziris, you know why? Hosam Shtei Naziris. There it's called two separate Naziris, one for yourself, one for your son. Or one's Bimei Tzoratoi, one's Bimei Naziroi. Avahoch over here, Chod Nazirusoi. Here Lamais, that's one long Naziris. You're Makabal to be a Nazir for 30 days. After 20 days, somebody cut off your hair. So now Lamais, after 30 days, you can't take a haircut yet. You have to wait another 20 days. So Lamais, you're waiting to finish up the halachas of your one and first Naziris. So since you're still in the middle of doing the halachas of your Naziris, Shmuel holds, that's called the Sneer Saiser. He became Tomei then, if you touch the mace then, you have to start over again another 30 days. Yeah. Right. Omer Rav Chizor, Chizor says like this, Ha'akul Moedim, everybody agrees, Shem Kiddush Sar Bedam, Ein Lo Takana. If you makadish the hair with blood, there's no takana. What does that mean to say? So he says like this, it means pirish. Im liyacha shenizra kadam. In other words, a nazir kept 30 days, and the 31st day now is the day to bring the kabonis. So he started to bring his kabonis. The kohen made a shechita, and he had a kabonis adam. They did the kabonis already, in the middle of doing the kabonis. Liyacha shenizra kadam. Nitma. Now the nazir became tamei after he brought his kabonis. Kodim shegilayach. Before he took his haircut. The korea kiddushar. And before they call, like, you know, they make his hair kaddish. Shlagila kiddushir v'kiddush roshay. Yasla gada roshay. So what's going to be in such a case? The nazir kept 30 days. The 31st day, he started to bring his kabonis. They made his rikas adam ready for the korban. And now, before he took his haircut, now he became tamei. So it says here, ain't let takone, he can't help himself. So Tzai says, because the habimimir is, because He does not mean he'll never be able to drink wine. Like he can never finish off his Naziris and take a haircut. Why? Kivan shaved the kvar kabonis, since he already brought us kabonis, so he can't bring kabonis again. The kivan shnit makardim shigidol, for uvalay havaris karbin, lo yuchal agaleach. Since he became tum before he took his haircut, so he is going to have to wait till he becomes tahor, and then he can't bring new kabonis, so he can't take another haircut. So since he can't take another haircut, l'shein nazirus, he'll have to stay with the yisr nazirus li'olam. That's the avamin here. So again, Amar al Chizda, Hakol Moedim Shem Kiddush Sar Badam. That means that he brought the kabonis already, he had made this rikas adam before he cut off his hair. And now he's tamei. So Loch was Ein Latakona. He can't do anything. He can't take away the yisr nazirus, remains in nazir li'olam. He can't drink wine anymore. So Mara says, why? Mara says, let's see. Aliba the man, who are we talking about? E Aliba the Rebbe Eliezer. He wants to go to Rebbe Eliezer Shita. Kivun the Yomatik Alachas Makeves. Since Rebbe Eliezer says that what? Before Nazir takes his haircut, he did not finish his halachis, then you need the mitzvah giluach to end your naziris. If so, Teich Malaisi. He's still called in the middle of the naziris then. For Lister, if he's still called in the middle of the naziris, that's what it became Tommy should be Saiser, and therefore he should have to like wait till he becomes Torah, and he could bring Kabonis. So then he could make another Geluach also. What are you saying he can't bring Geluach for? That's how he says, Harer kilo nitma kardma varz kabonaiso, shubotech malais, kalayma yachza biyavir kabonis. He could bring over Kabonis again, like we'll have later on in the Masechta. If they made his Rikas Adam, and it became Tommy, the Blazer says Saiser as Akoil, so just as the Gemara there comes out, we'll see later, just means the Seis of the Kabonis. But I call upon him, he has to bring Kabonis over again. So if he has to bring Kabonis over again when it becomes Tor, Avada then he can take a haircut. So then he has a Takana. So why do you say in La Takana? So Mar says, El Alibi the Rabban, if you want to say goes according to Rabban Shita, Ayu Amri, the Rabban hold, Tegalachas Lay Makeves. That if a Nozer, even if he doesn't take his haircut altogether, it's not Makev. After you bring your Kabonis, that's it, you're finished. Your halachas. So what do I care if it became Tomei after the Kabonis, before he took his haircut? The Rabbanan say the Tikalakas, the haircut is not makiv, doesn't stop him from drinking wine. So what do you say in La Takona? So Gemara says, Li'elam, really, I'll tell you, Libra the Rabbanan. We're talking about now according to the Rabbanan Shita. Umay En La Takona. You know what it means, the Brice of Chizda means to say, he has no Takona. He doesn't mean to say he can't drink wine anymore. He just means to say, Ein lai takon le mitzvah of giluach. Just means to say, this nazir can never be mekayim now, his mitzvah of giluach. Because the ma'aseh what happened was, they brought his kabonis for him. And then he became tamei. Since he became tamei, he can't take a haircut now. And later when he becomes tohor, since there are no new kabonis, he can't take a haircut either. Means the halacha that a nazir takes a haircut, the mitzvah of giluach, has to be v'shas the kabonis, that you take your hair and you boil it, you burn it on the fire, well, from the kabonis. So if so, it just means here, Ein La Takana means this nazir can never do the mitzvah of giluach. Because since he doesn't have a chiyuv to bring kabonis again later, he can't do the mitzvah. But avada, since tekalachas is Ein Makeves, he could drink wine later. His mitzvah's nazir is finished. Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, nazir shekolu lo yomuf. A nazir that finished off his days is loika la tuma viena loika la tegalachas. Shekola yom pasha means that he finished counting 30 days already, and then he touched the mace. So it says loika la tuma on the 31st day before he brought his kabonis. If he touches the mace, he gets malchus. It's not soiser, but he gets malchus. Viena loika la tegalachas. But if he doesn't take a haircut, if he took a haircut before that, if he takes the haircut before the kabonis, he doesn't get malchus. In other words, you have to take the haircut first after the kabonis. Let's say after you finish counting the 30 days, you took a haircut right away, and you weren't supposed to. But malchus you don't get. For loya layayin, who are then if you drink wine then? After the 30 days, even though before you brought your kabonis, you don't get malchus. So Mara says, what's the difference? Like how come the 31st day, he only gets malchus if he touches the mace? Before he brought his kabonis. And you tell him if he drinks wine, or he cuts his hair, for that he doesn't get malchus. Why not? Maishuna tuma deloki. How come for tuma he gets malchus? Like before he finishes Naziris Nagamri, before he brought his kabonis. Tiyama Kroda Pasuk says, kol yimei haziru lashem l'rabba that comes to include yomim shelachem alois, that even the day after the 30 days before you brought your kavanis is kiyom shelafneim alois. It has the same halacha like the first 30 days. So this is a ribui for tuma, that even after the 30 days before you brought your kavanis, there's a law you get malchus if you touch a mace. For the Gemara, Yehoch, if so, atik halachas nami l'chayiv. He should also be chayiv if he takes a haircut before he brought his kavanis. So Amar Rachmona, the pasuk says, kol yimei neda nizroi, tar lo yavra roishoi. So why don't we dash from here also, la'asos yomim shliachem alois, ki yomim shlofneim alois, that the same way if he takes the haircut before he finishes the 30 days, he gets malchus. The same way if he takes the haircut after the 30 days, but before he brought his kavanis, he should also get malchus. So why do you say only for tumah he gets and not for the haircut? The su and more, is it true what you're saying? Kol yimei nizroi mikol ha-shayasim again. No, the su, kol yimei nizroi mikol ha-shayasim gefen ha-yayin. Even by wine also we dash, and the pasuk means to teach us, that the next day after you finish in Nazirus, even the 31st day, also you can't drink wine. Just like the first 30 days you can't, even then also you can't. So what should be the difference? So why only by Tumah do you get